my age, I suppose, I never thought it was going to come around that I'd have a chance to win a second one now. Winning the first one was a dream come true, and I suppose I had my brother and cousins and all playing that time, and a lot of them other boys have all kind of quit, and I'm kind of the last of my age group kind of hanging about. So, and it's hard to step away at this stage because it's, you know, that there's championships coming in this team, you know, and it'd be kind of a sin to walk away if you think you're able to contribute anything at all.
You're coming off the bench in most games now, and you did sort of great effect in the quarter final, grabbed a great goal at the very end, came on in the semi final as well, and it helped them see it out. So you have that role, and you're happy to play that role.
Oh, I mind Peter Donnelly saying after they had won the championship last year, Glenn, that, you know, you're just happy to get a jersey, you know, and you're just proud to put on any jersey. If you can contribute anything at all, you're just willing to do it. And, you know, if it wasn't for injuries and stuff, you might have a bigger role to play. But at this stage, you know, I'm happy enough just to maybe help out the younger boys, and if I can add a wee bit here and there, I'm willing to do it.
And this team, we saw the talent they had 4 years ago. It wasn't expected that they'd win a championship then, just up from intermediate football. But they have continued to play at the high level, although they haven't achieved a championship in the meantime.
Oh, aye. Well, I was just actually looking back at photos and stuff there, and there's a lot of the young boys that are playing now, starting for Thrillic, that they weren't as strong and as, you know, as experienced back then. You know, and I suppose there's a lot of them have played for Tyrone underage and stuff on the way up, so they've built up a good bit of experience. And then the last couple of years has been tough too, you know, with the league and championship defeats there. And, you know, it builds a bit of character, and you can see it starting to come through there in games that are tight, you know.
And you have that blend now of the younger guys getting stronger, as you say, and the more experienced fellas like the Donnellys and the Brennans and yourself coming off the bench. So it's a good mix.
Oh, just surely. You know, it's kind of strange to be kind of saying with Matty and all them boys being experienced now, but it's hard to believe them boys are around 28, 29 now. But every team, every successful team needs that good bit of experience and youth in the team to bring the whole thing along. And thankfully, it's working out so far for us.
What do you feel that you need to do better to get the better of what's probably the second best or joint first best team in the county?
I think we need to improve nearly everything, every part of our game, because over the last 3 or 4 years, I've consistently said that Errigal are the best team in Tyrone. You can see it by the leagues they've won there, and it just hasn't happened for them in the championship for one reason or another. You know, if you just look at their forward line alone, you've Petey Hart and Wee Canavan there, you know, to handle them two alone, it's going to take a big ask. And then the other forwards that have backing them boys up, you know, they're going to be hard to handle. And, you know, they've got a strong midfield with Ben and O'Donnell in midfield, and then their defence is very tight as well, you know.
And if it comes down to a very tight finish, you'll be trying to maybe get yourself warmed up with 10, 15 minutes to go and hope you can play a part.
I suppose that would be the dream way of coming in and maybe winning the championship. You know, if you had a kick or something to win it at the end, you know, it would be a dream. But if I come on just even to maybe steady up, maybe, you know, tackle the back or something like that, you know, I'm willing to do it, maybe do the dirty work, you know, if it means just getting over the line, I'm happy to do anything.
John, three All-Ireland medals, the club is equally as important as anything you ever did with Tyrone.
Absolutely, I suppose that's the cliche, is that's where everything starts and where everything ends. But for myself, it's always been the main part of where you started playing your football. And now, I suppose, when you're coming towards the end of your career, it's crucially important, and that's no different now than the first time you talked out an under 8 or under 10 team. So, yeah, the club has went from strength to strength.
And you're the most experienced member of the squad. Do you try and use those years of experience you have to try and help boys to develop their game and how they approach the game?
Well, you do. You like myself, and you have Davy Hart as well, and Tommy Hackett would be the three elder statesmen of the group, and you try to just use your experience, you know, to maybe tell boys how important it is where we are now, and you can pass on some bits of advice. That again, when we were starting out, when we were 18 years of age, we had the likes of Pascal, Peter, Hugh Quinn, those guys were still playing, Owen Gormley, they kept us right, and it's amazing that those years just flew by. Now we're the guys that are trying to pass on experience to the younger boys that are coming through now.
Like 7 year gap, about winning an Eagle Cup, I think, since Errol was formed. That's sort of, I think that's the longest, you know, which says a lot about how successful Errol has been, but I'm sure it's something that you are conscious of as well, you know, like getting back to the top table.
It is. It is. I suppose at the start of the year, you know, we've lost four or five real leaders of our team over the last couple of years, and everyone knows that, that aren't about at all at the minute. And we missed those guys leaving at the start of the year. We wanted to get back to top four. We wanted to improve in the championship last year. And we've done that so far, so to be in a county final is brilliant. It's brilliant for the players, it's brilliant for everyone in the parish, and so we just have to keep the head down for the next couple of weeks.
How big was that one over Roma? I heard Peter Canavan say it was probably Eric's best performance in the whole year, you know, it was a good lift to the team, just kind of right moment when you would carry more obviously ahead, you know, but you did play very well that day.
We did, I think we played well, but I think at the same time, we just showed a bit of hunger for what we wanted to do. Sometimes performance almost comes second. If you show a bit of hunger and desire, that shines through even brighter. And I think that day we showed we are hungry, and we are a team that wants to push on and achieve things. So that was very satisfying. And then the performance also was good. So, but at the end of the day, we don't want our season to be defined by a win over Roma. Look, Trillig are a great team. There's no point in saying any different. And anyone involved in Trillig football will know that. They have super players throughout their team that just roll off the tongue, that are well known throughout Ireland, and then they also have excellent players as well backing those boys up who are just as quality. So look, we know what's ahead of us, we know it's a tough task, and so like an excellent team.